It's the question that's dividing economists and political strategists. Will the Reserve Bank assert its independence and cut interest rates today, less than a fortnight out from Election Day? Futures markets now see a 44% chance that the cash rate will be cut by a quarter of a percentage point when the RBA releases its highly anticipated verdict this afternoon. Here's the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Last month, headline inflation for the first 3 months of this year shocked economists when it flatlined, coming in at 0% growth and just 1.3% year-on-year, well below the Reserve Bank's target zone of 2-3%. For some economists, that no inflation outcome, in addition to a softening economy, gives the RBA the trigger to cut the cash rate by a quarter of a percentage point at today's meeting. But economist Eleanor Cray, market strategist at Saxo Capital Markets, isn't convinced.
Well, we don't think it's too likely that the RBA will actually cut rates this afternoon. I think they're going to be waiting a little while just to see how the labour market materialises.
That goes to repeated signals from RBA Governor Philip Lowe that yes, he has a mandate to get inflation higher, but on the other hand, the jobless rate remains low at 5%, at least for now. Eleanor Cray says that could be the RBA's out to look through the rate cut hype as Election Day approaches.
A lot of strategists now are pointing towards, I guess, an emergency rate cut. But I think the fact that they have maintained this sort of stubborn, optimistic stance, and they've really been quite content with pointing to strength in the labour market as their bright spot within the economy.
This is a highly anticipated meeting, but should it really matter that it's taking place just before an election?
It is so close to the federal election, and it would be quite controversial if the RBA were to cut rates so close to the federal election. But I do think that if the economy was in such a dire scenario that they absolutely needed to cut rates, that wouldn't hold the RBA back.
If the Reserve Bank Board does decide to keep its powder dry, when do you think that they will decide to cut? Is that inevitable?
I think they will wait until after the election. I think potentially we'll be looking at maybe cuts in July or August, but until we see that weakness creeping into the labour market, the RBA will not fully capitulate on their policy stance.
While a lower cash rate means cheaper borrowing costs in an environment of slow wages growth, it's more bad news for anyone relying on interest from bank deposits, especially retirees who've watched deposit rates sink in the decades since the global financial crisis.
Many of these retirees worry at night. They worry about how long they're going to live. They worry about where they're going to live. They worry whether they should downsize.
Ian Henschke, Chief Advocate for National Seniors Australia, says it's a psychological issue for some retirees who might be tempted by riskier investments in search of a higher return.
If the interest rate is cut this afternoon, it's very difficult for people to live on the savings rates that they're getting. They're very slim.
If the RBA does cut rates this afternoon, it'll be the first move in 30 months. And the already unpopular major banks will be under more pressure than usual from both Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten to pass on the reduction in full to all borrowers.
And that's our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.